November 15, we shall see the King. Thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Isaiah 33:17. If we desire to see the King in his beauty, we must hear, behave worthily. We must outgrow our childishness. When provocation comes, let us be silent. There are times when silence is eloquence. We are to reveal the patience and kindness and forbearance that will make us worthy of being called sons and daughters of God. We are to trust Him and believe on Him and rely upon Him. We are to follow in Christ's steps. If any man will come after me, he says, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. It may be a heavy cross to keep silent when you ought to. It may be a painful discipline, but let me assure you that silence does much more to overcome evil than a storm of angry words. Here in this world we are to learn what we must be in order to have a place in the heavenly courts. We are to learn the lessons that Christ desires to teach us, that we may be prepared to be taken to the higher school in the courts above, where the Savior will lead us beside the river of life, explaining to us many things that here we could not comprehend. There we shall see the glory of God as we have never seen it here. We get but a glimpse of the glory now because we do not follow on to know the Lord. Every right principle, every truth learned in an earthly school will advance us just that much in the heavenly school. As Christ walked and talked with his disciples during his ministry on this earth, so will he teach us in the school above, leading us beside the river of living waters and revealing to us truths that in this life must remain hidden mysteries because of the limitations of the human mind so marred by sin. In the heavenly school we shall have opportunity to attain step by step to the highest heights of learning. There as children of the heavenly King we shall ever dwell with the members of the royal family. There we shall see the King in his beauty and behold his matchless charms. Long have we waited, but our hope is not to grow dim. If we can but see the King in his beauty, we shall be forever blessed.